Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Pastor Steve, I understand that today you're going to be talking about the subject of toxic relationships.
Yes, Dan. In fact, I'll be talking about the subject of codependency. Unhealthy relationships learned from past experiences. So many still struggle with these types of relationships today. Now, this recording was taken in an informal setting rather than a church service, so it sounds very personal.
Well, okay, with that, let's get into today's message. Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now, here's Pastor Steve.
We've been discussing the topic of avoiding toxic relationships. Every relationship has the potential to influence us for evil or for good, especially our close ones. I would love to tell you that it doesn't matter who you or your children associate with, that it can't hurt you, but that's just not the truth. Because the devil is real, and he is actually watching the relationships that you're in. He's always looking for an opportunity to influence our lives in a negative way. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. See, our enemy, the devil, takes an interest, especially in your close relationships, because he knows that through experience, people influence people. So the devil attempts to find just the right person to influence you to do something contrary to the will and plan of God for your life. And he'll use those closest to you, even your family members. And this is the reason why God commands us to love him above every other relationship, because it's God's way of protecting us against toxic relationships. In fact, Jesus said that spiritual conflict would exist between those closest to us when we begin to obey the will and plan of God for our lives. See, God established a divine order for relationships. And that order is that he must be first, even at the expense of losing those closest to you. Now, Jesus clearly stated this. I want to read a portion of scripture for you in Matthew 10:34. Listen to what Jesus says. He said, don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or your daughter more than me, then you're not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give your life to me, only then can you find it. Now, these are some powerful words, and perhaps this is a passage of scripture you have not read lately. But I want to let you know that God demands that we love him above all other relationships. But let's be honest. Many Christians are living in disobedience regarding relationships in their lives. You can say amen or oh me. It doesn't matter. It's true. And this has opened the door to the devil to destroy them spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. See, whether it be a spouse, a family member, or a love interest, the devil will use anyone you put above God. And many people, and I'm talking about Christians, have put even family members before God. In fact, a recent survey verified that God was not first in many Christians' lives at all. They chose their family. A new survey from Barna Group indicates that people's most important personal relationship, including Christians, is not with God. Families surpass their Heavenly Father as the key personal connection. Overall, 7 out of 10 adults mention family or family members as their most significant connection. You don't have to believe that. We see it. We see people choosing their relationships over God and serving Him and giving to Him in every area. But my friends, when we disobey God's word, we're opening the door to a curse upon our families. Now, perhaps you didn't think you were going to hear a message like this evening. I just have to be truthful. We're going to be talking about codependency. You have got to understand something. You were not created for people. You were created first for God. And for you to put people before God, that's idolatry. In Deuteronomy 11 and 26, it says, I am giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God. Now, folks, listen to me. There are a lot of people, even Christians today, that don't take the Bible literally. That's a big mistake. Because God was not giving us suggestions in this book. He was giving us commandments. He was giving us principles to live by, especially in the area of relationships, because that is one of the chief areas that can cause you to walk away from God. The very first commandment in Exodus 20 and 3, God says, you shall have no other gods before me. It goes on in verse 4 to say, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. Now, I'm focusing on the family because I want you to understand that your relationship with God touches your family. Not only does it touch your family, it touches generations to come. The Bible says that God is a God who keeps covenant for 1,000 generations. You see, we will pass away, but if we have any children or any relatives, they'll continue to go on. You see, our seed, what is a part of our family, will continue on for generations to come. Those are the people who are going to have a relationship with God. But what I'm trying to tell you today is what you do today in your relationship, especially for your children, will determine God's relationship with them today and in the future. That's why it's critical for you to understand you must have a good relationship with God. You must follow this word, lest you open your family to a curse. Now, what is a curse? I'm not talking about somebody speaking a curse over you, but the Bible says curses come as a result of disobeying God. A curse is an invisible barrier that stops you from receiving the blessings that God really has for you. God says here that if you put others before me, then I will punish the children for your sin to the third and the fourth generation. And he says, of those who hate me. Now he goes on to say, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. But I want you to focus on the word, those who hate me. God is saying there, if you put anybody before me, you hate me. See, we may think, well, you know, Lord, we love you. God says, if you put someone before me, you hate me. Now, Jesus used the same word, hate. And when he was talking to his disciples, those who wanted to follow him, listen to this in Luke 14 and 26. He said, if you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father and mother, your wife or husband, your children, your brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Wow. People, you got to understand something about God. He's not like us. God is all or nothing. Now we would like to try to say that there's areas of gray and you know, perhaps God doesn't mean what he says. God means everything he says. He's God. He's thought out all these words. He doesn't have to say, well, I'm going to change my mind. In fact, the Bible says God is not a man that he should change his mind. See, you have to understand when you deal with God, when you're reading his word, he means just what he says. So God mentions hate, and then Jesus mentions hate. But the interesting thing is when you look at the meaning of the word hate, it means to love less. God is saying if you love him less than others, you hate him. Talking about a high standard of love, God says if you love me less than you love anyone, you hate me. Now listen to how Jesus dealt personally with the issue of relationships, close relationships, family relationships in connection with God. In Matthew 12 and 46, Jesus was speaking to a crowd, and his mothers and his brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. Someone told Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside, and they want to speak to you. And Jesus asked, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he pointed to the disciples and said, look, these are my mother and my brothers. And anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother. See, folks, we have got to live the way God expects us to live, not what is politically correct or correct in families or what we think is right. The Lord is telling us here that God, Jesus Christ, must be first above every relationship you have. Now, that may not even feel comfortable to you. It's okay. It's still true. You need to learn how to wear that, and you need to seriously obey that, because that's the standard of level that God has for your relationship with him and his relationship with your family.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, a toxic relationship that many are aware of, that they enter into, is a codependent relationship. And we began to talk about this last week. I want to pick up from there. Codependency or codependence is an unhealthy love and a tendency to behave in an overly passive or excessively caretaking way that negatively impacts one's relationship and quality of life. Let me just give you an example. The passive person in a relationship finds it difficult to function independent of someone's help. It may be emotionally, it may be financially, it could even be physically. And another individual comes into that person's life, referred to as a caretaker. They come alongside of that person to assist them. However, it turns into a long-term relationship where the caretaker assumes responsibility for the needs and the success of the passive person who naturally accepts it, thereby creating a codependency. See, many of us are in codependent relationships when we're helping other people and we don't even realize it. Listen, what's the difference? If someone needs help and you help them today, you may help them tomorrow. But when it becomes a long-term investment, that's codependency. You say, well, what's wrong with a codependent relationship? I'll tell you what's wrong. God created every person to depend upon him. It is not the will of God that people depend upon each other more than they depend upon him. In Psalm 123 and 2, it says, as the eyes of the slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maid looks to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God. Now, when you talk about a slave has no possessions. A slave has no food. He has no shelter. He has no transportation. See, what the scripture is saying is that everyone is to look to God as their source. Are you looking to God as your source, or are you looking to people as your source? Even though you have a job, even though you make a salary, you are not to look to that job as your source. God is your source. If you put your faith in that job, you're going to be miserable. When people don't treat you right, when people don't acknowledge all the hard work that you're doing, when people demote you or move you somewhere you don't want to go. The Bible says that we are really supposed to be working for God. And God pays us what he feels is right. So our dependency must be on God, even though we have a job. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19, very similar portion of scripture I just read to you about blessing and cursing. Listen to what God says. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, listen, that you and your descendants might live. God is always talking about your family. You know, we focus on our personal relationship with God, but folks, you have to understand your life is but a vapor. We've been discussing the topic of avoiding toxic relationships. Every relationship has the potential to influence us for evil or for good, especially our close ones. The Bible says the years of a person's life are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, 80 years. Now, of course, this goes way back when they spoke this, but if you really look at today, most people die somewhere between the 70 and the 80s in our population. Well, that's what the scripture says. My point is this. God is not just your God. He's the God of your children. He's the God of your family members. So in this verse, God says, choose life that both you and your descendants might live. Now listen, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him. Codependency is two people clinging to each other. God says people ought to cling to him. Now you say, well, what about marriage? The two are one. Yes, listen. Folks, you have to understand this. Even in your marriage, in case you didn't remember what the scripture said in Luke 11:26, the Lord said, you have to love God more than your husband. Amen. Some of the ladies are saying, well, that's easy. You have to love God more than your wife. Some of them say, yeah, that's real easy. But for those of you who don't find it easy, you must still do it. You may have the most perfect person in the world, but you still have to love God more. You may have a perfect marriage, but you must still love God more. You must put God before any human being. And so here, it says that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. Now listen, for he is your life and your length of days. You may be single and you may say, well, I need a husband. I need a wife. Listen, my friend, the most important relationship is your relationship with God. That person cannot give you satisfaction. Oh, they'll give you company, and hopefully it'll be good company, but they can't bring peace to your soul. They can't bring true satisfaction to your life. No human being can do that. God saw to it that no human being could give you total happiness. No, there's a place in your heart that only God can fill. It doesn't come from other people, see? It doesn't come from any relationship, but from God. For he is your life and the length of your days. In other words, your relationship with God determines how long you live. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way. But that's what the scripture says. God is to be everyone's provider. When the Bible says here, for he is your life, the word life literally in the Hebrew means maintenance. In other words, God maintains you. God keeps you alive. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, Satan's plan is for people to disregard the Lord and look to each other to have their needs met. Oh, please hear me tonight. I'm talking about codependency. I'm talking about how it happens. Sometimes totally unaware. We're good people. We're nice people. We're just trying to help people. Others are just gone through situations in their childhood and they need people. They didn't find it in their youth. They didn't receive the affirmation. They didn't receive the love. They didn't receive what they needed. And so they look to others to try to fill that space today. My friend, if that's you, only God can do it. People cannot do it. You have got to find that in God. People are just the icing on the cake when you find good people. People are just the whipped cream with the cherry on top. God is the dessert. So you've got to get to know God. You've got to dig down deeper in your relationship with God and get those things you need from him. It doesn't come from people. People will only use you and abuse you, especially when they find out that you're needy. Satan's plan is for us to disregard the Lord and look to each other to have our needs met. Some people say, I need a man. The kind that wears pants, you know. Has the t-shirt that's cut out and you can see his muscles rippling. You know what I mean? The kind that can move his chest around and he's got those muscles that are real defined in his stomach. I need that. Some men say, I need a woman. I need a woman in the worst way. Oh, God, you know I need a woman. You need God. You need God to satisfy your life. A lot of people, they got a spirit of lust. Lusting after flesh, lusting after people. No, my friend, you've got to get rid of that spirit of lust. And you have got to ask God, what's your plan for my life? We come to God to say, what's your purpose? What's your plan? But Lord, you are my magnificent obsession. It's not people, see, it's you. When people look at each other for their needs being met, that's how codependence is established. Codependency can occur in any type of relationship also, including family, coworkers, friendships, and especially romantic relationships. Codependence describes behaviors, thoughts, and feelings that go beyond the normal kinds of self-sacrificing caretaking. Hear me what I'm saying. See, it often involves placing a lower priority on one's own needs while being excessively preoccupied with the needs of others. Codependent people are constantly in search of acceptance.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is from a series called Toxic Relationships. It explores codependency. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are praying for divine safety, protection, and provision. Your word says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. We love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you watch over us, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.